the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios, Coral Springs, and now you know
we're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late, now everybody.
Wake up late,
now everybody.
Wake up late,
now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon, late afternoon, around just before 6 p.m. in South Florida. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik, who's usually here on a Monday.
That's me. Oh, my God.
Looking with those glasses, dude.
I'm getting a little different perspective.
Yeah, and sitting in on a Monday, we need a little switcheroo, Elgin David.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Good to be here on a Monday.
Try a little something different today.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome. A lot has transpired. We didn't have shows last week because I was in Vegas.
Was that?
Did the World Series of Comedy Monday night at LA Comedy Club.
Nice.
15 comics doing 5 minutes. You know, as a comic, again, I was like, all right, 5 minutes. You know, what do you do in 5 minutes?
How do you cut that?
You know?
Just got to blow them away, man.
Do I just do 5 minutes of like a bit, just a bit?
Or do I just
kind of like, you know, lay out a few doozies?
Right. It's hard to say. What'd you do? What did you do?
I started with the old self-deprecation, you know.
Yeah.
Little make fun of myself.
Get them on your side.
Yeah.
And then ran into the interracial joke.
Oh,
it's funny.
Okay. A little controversial.
And then, you know, I did my, at the closing, I did my new stuff.
Ooh. Ooh.
I went a little risky. I said, this is risky. So I'm going with the new stuff, which, you know.
Did it hit?
You're in Vegas. You got to take those chances.
Take those risks. Yeah, you got to bet big or don't play
at all.
That's
right. I'm not here to, you know.
So what happened?
I took third place.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then the thing was, that if for people in second, third, or fourth place, you were on a show Friday night then.
Oh, cool.
Called the Second Chance Show, where that winner gets a spot in the World Series of Comedy main event. Now, you know, I had a flight out on Wednesday.
Right.
So in order to stay another couple days, you know, that's basically like a feature. That's like a headliner feature weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so if I stick around, there's going to be like 12 other people, and I'm going to compete for one spot to get a spot on the main event, which I'll probably get anyway.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to stick around.
So you didn't feel it was worth staying around?
Nah.
If you made it to the next step?
It didn't matter. I won. My name's on the board.
Yeah.
Number three.
He did his reconnaissance. He knows what's out there.
He knows where he stands. Yeah.
I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel good because other comics are sitting around waiting like, you know, they don't know where they're, they don't know who, no one knows who was fourth.
Plus, it's better to go out on top than to come back and you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. I'll give the spot up.
I got third coming in. Now I don't even count.
You know what I mean?
They kicked me out.
What's up, Peter Kramer? Was that Joe Nay from?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome, guys. Gary Santino, Kel Thompson.
So
that went great. And then, the weird part was when you go to Vegas for 2 or 3 days, it's a weird thing because you fucking, you know, I flew out there at 8 o'clock on Sunday night last week.
Yeah,
and. You know, meanwhile, we're supposed to leave at 8:30. We didn't leave till like 10 because one of the pilots was missing.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we're on the plane waiting, and like, the pilot's like, "This is officer, or whatever."
Yeah.
And I was like, "We're just waiting for the other pilot to show up." We had a call into him, says he's in traffic. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there. It's Sunday at 8:30. Where is he in L.A.?
He slept in.
He's in L.A. traffic right now.
He's late for work. They're like, "John, John, wake up.
Yeah.
You got a flight right now.
It's a Sunday after St. Patrick's Day. He's a pilot. He's probably banging a couple girls.
Well, spring break. Yeah. He's probably partying at the fucking beach.
Oh, shit. I got a flight I got to make.
On his way in from Reno, where he just shot a man. Crazy.
Yeah. You know,
crazy pilots out there.
FAA. So we an hour and a half. So we didn't get into Vegas until like 1. I didn't get into my hotel until 1:30. I'm like, I'm just going to bed.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? And I got up in the morning and I had to work. I get up, I do some work. I'm sitting there on the computer watching the markets and everything. And I'm doing all that. I'm not leaving my hotel. I went to Starbucks.
Right.
But I did a little sniper action on the blackjack table. Uh-huh. I had like $60 on me. I say, what's the worst that can happen? So I go down, I play some blackjack, midday, like 12 o'clock at the Stratosphere. And,
Yeah.
$10 table, I ended up making $100.
Nice.
It's like 30, 40 minutes into it, I'm still finishing my Starbucks. I'm like, I'm going upstairs.
See, he's the ninja of blackjack.
That's usually the answer after. What's the worst going to happen? I now pay rent. I have no homeowner's insurance.
Yeah. So then the best part of the week was getting an audition showcase at Laugh Factory. And I got the show before the 8:30 show, which, by the way, Tom Rhodes headlined, and that guy's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message for the kiddies out there. It's always good to leave good impressions. Don't be an asshole.
In what way?
Whenever you're around fellow comics, or you get a chance to, like, you're in a green room, or Tom Rhodes performed at Tavolino's a couple years ago, and his mom there, and Tavolino's takes great care of everybody, food wise, and they were happy. So when I saw him in the green room, when I was like, hey, remember, you guys took great care of us. You were fantastic. You had a great room over there. We're like, yeah, So he was like, all right. And he goes, if you don't suck, I'll basically let the establishment know, because the guy was, they videotaped me for the manager to see, the owner to see, the booker. So I was like, all right. So of course I had a good set. Well, I didn't mean to say it that way, man.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
It's not Dougie Elmeda.
If there are any questions, my set was awesome.
And the only reason I said that is because if I didn't have a good set, I probably wouldn't even want to be talking about it right now.
Right.
No, you wouldn't.
So that's what I said. Obviously, I had a good, everything went really well. And it was great. So as I'm saying, I could have been an asshole. Like, you travel all over the world. Is that hard? You don't want to bug people like that. Just hang out and be a person.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You shouldn't want to, like, when you're trying to rub elbows with people, I'm not saying it like that, but in that sense, when you meet new people,
blend in.
That's weird when you're only asking questions about that. Because then it's like, that's all you care to know about the person. It's like, you come off looking like a fan.
You look like a stray dog in the
room. Yeah. If you want to be cool, just be cool. Be yourself. Hang out.
And if you don't know how to be
cool,
don't
try to make moments happen. Let them happen naturally.
If you don't know how to be cool, then just sit back and hope it develops in you somehow.
Keep smiling.
Just stand there all the time.
Just sit in the corner, be happy.
And nodding. That's not weird.
Yeah.
Not at all. But if you think you're nodding too much, start shaking your head.
No. Yeah.
Maybe raise your hand.
Just a little difference here and there. Looking different once in a while. Okay. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. But no, that went great. And I got to see Rich Little performed, which was great.
That's a classic, awesome.
Yeah. Right? I got to see that guy perform. Talk about timeless.
Talk about talent.
Yeah. Here's a guy that has so much history that he had big screens on the side, and then like broke back to the Dean Martin roast when he's on there. He broke back to, when he's on Dinah Shore show. Remember you're probably too young.
Dinah Shore show is. I never watched it, but
yeah,
I know what
you didn't. You weren't sitting there skipping school.
That's like Nick at Night by the time I'm fucking a kid.
That's why I barely recognize it. And I said, oh, yeah. And then, of course, he's on there, Rich Little, and he's doing Johnny Carson impression.
Yeah.
And Johnny Carson comes walking out like, what the fuck? So it was cool. And then, of course, everything went well, a good show and everything. But then I flew home at 7 in the morning. I never leave Vegas early. Usually my flights out of Vegas are, at night, red eye, whatever. This was 7 in the morning.
The bacon and egg.
Thank God I got back around 4, but I was in a weird, every day I thought it was the next day. Is it Wednesday? What's today?
It messes with your head, man. When I came back from LA, it's the same thing. Your time is just off. I mean, obviously jet lag, but that's what they call it.
Yeah. Well,
something like that. Something like jet lag, I think.
I believe
but
that's
it sucks.
The term.
What's up, Kevin Holly? Jay who? Oh. So let's
Jay who?
Jay who?
Jay who?
Let's talk about some of the things that happened that grabbed my attention.
Okay.
All right.
Lay it out there, Dougie.
You know, the big thing here was the kids. The kids from Parkland here, you know, not too far from Danger Studios, about a mile and a half to be exact. This,
right.
This is the school where that happened. And big rally on Saturday, right?
Huge.
Tons of people and, you know, and now, you know, what's interesting is when this whole thing came out, they, you know, background checks, absolutely. You know, why not? You know, like I told you, I'm a gun owner. I wouldn't mind if every 2 years they asked me to do some sort of continued ad or like, you know, hey, you know, we're gonna do a background check on you right now, like redo a background check. You know, you don't want to find out that I recently was fired from a job and I sent threats to my
wife
boss.
Cheated on you.
Yeah, you know, I got things going on.
The car was repoed.
You know, exactly. Recently got bankruptcy.
Dog,
you know,
died.
When a guy owns a gun, you know,
you're
an assault rifle.
Country song.
You want to make sure that he doesn't have something that could have tipped him over. So I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good for that. So as you're watching these things and the people, again, Facebook, you know, I don't even, listen, Facebook is done. You know,
are people deleting their accounts now? Everybody's
I just download
my stuff on that.
I can't talk about the stock and everything because that's what I do. But it's, I don't, you know what I mean? You guys say whatever you want about it. But it's interesting. But people are talking about certain things. Now, so my buddy shows me this video of the girl, Emma. Mm-hmm. It's a big girl. Is she lesbian? Has that been determined? I don't know if somebody just said that. But I don't know.
I don't know if that's the thing anyone
matter.
Cares about.
It doesn't
I'm
matter.
Sure.
I don't know if there was something part of it.
I don't care.
But yeah, so she was on there and with the girls, and they rip up something, and they all fold their arms in a defiant manner. Now, it was when I saw this video, it was the actual Constitution that they were ripping up.
Wait, this was a video you saw?
Yes,
because I saw a photo of her ripping up a thing. And people were saying it was like the Bill of Rights or something like that.
It was a we the people in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. That was it. We the people. It looked like the Constitution to me.
Well, I'm just saying I saw it as a photo and people were saying it was photoshopped because she was actually ripping up a target from a firing range. But now you're telling me that there's a video of her ripping
this up?
There's
a video of it.
Because I didn't see the video.
There's a video of it. And there's three or four other girls and they all put one girl in the back. Poor God bless her. She couldn't get her arms folded. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know why they didn't try a take two. Maybe they only had one copy of the fucking Constitution. Fuck, we only have one copy of that. You know, the one girl tried to put her arms together. So my buddy says, "It's okay. Listen, and he's fucking with me. He's like, hey, those kids in your neighborhood, they're trying to take away my right to own a gun. You know what I mean? like, what do you want me to do about it?
Great neighborhood.
But no, that's funny. Like, the kids in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's joking around.
The kids in your neighborhood keep knocking on my door. You better stop. Like,
he's Oscar the Grouch for real.
These damn neighborhood kids.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? So
get off my lawn.
So, you know, I mean, it's a great cause. And, you know, it's great. All these kids get together. And, you know, I watched Artie Lang posted on his Twitter about the kid Hogg. And he basically this kid makes me nauseous. You know, he's obnoxious, and I would do whatever he told me not to do. You know, I would always do the complete opposite. If he was saying that he was, you know, he was against kittens being raped, you know, people raping their own pet kittens at home, that he would actually he'd go rape his cat just to object to whatever this kid's saying. Yeah, so I was reading, you know, it was interesting when I see somebody that does a post like that, comes out against the norm, I wanted to see what kind of backlash is already getting on Twitter, so.
Well, the people are probably fucking left and right attacking.
Oh, they were saying,
that,
I unfollowed you, this is it, you know, you
I hate the fucking Giants, I hate you.
They're attacking him, he's washed up.
Stupid jacket.
I'm going to send you a new thing, a steak knife, somebody, I mean, it was really crude. So, but you know, but the funny thing, you know, is like, I watched this and it's like, okay, this is good. Like, what's next? You know, are we gonna? There's gonna be another people gonna sit out school. Like every week, kids are gonna have a day where they're gonna sit out.
Yeah, probably.
It's a new trend.
No, it's not even a trend. It's
well,
a movement.
That's how you
just
protect
about
schools. If there's no kids in
no
the
one's
schools,
gonna get shot. That's
no
a great
one's
idea.
Getting shot. So they did it.
Yeah,
they
that's what the school did it. That's what the school should do. They should just do like, they should play like musical
schools.
That's
it? No more school?
That's it.
School on the run.
That's right?
My 10-year-old, Kevin says, my 10-year-old say hi. And she asked, don't they have to pay you money now? Yeah, we're getting paid. I paid you today.
We get paid.
Yeah, I got paid.
Yeah.
Dollar bills.
I got paid
y'all.
Today. I didn't expect it. It was very nice. But thank you for reminding and making him check up on it, keeping him on his toes.
By the way, you know, I did Yo Miami. Fun little room out there. You've all booked me on, and I was there with Jesse, the bowling pin. The bowling guy, he says he's the guy who sells your shoes at the bowling alley. Jesse Thompson.
Jesse Thompson.
Yeah, Jesse Thompson. Shout out to Jesse Thompson.
Khalil, your buddy Khalil, your boy that was there.
Uh-oh.
Khalil Rashad?
Yeah. Did all the spots, and it was fun.
It was a good time.
And they paid me from the tip jar.
He did some time.
It does look that way. He looks a little hard. So they paid me from the tip jar. And,
cool.
And I, basically what I got paid, I gave you.
So nice. It's like pay it forward.
Yeah, that $10. Imagine where it was before. Like, you know, who had it before? Like, you know, some.
Yeah, who had it before you?
Somebody in Winmore, whatever it is. Somebody got a hand job.
Well, you know, like almost every bill has some kind of
cocaine.
Drug trace on it, and you could just imagine with this bill's probably been to somebody's butt crack. Maybe several times
dollar bill has definitely been a butt crack.
Well, you know, I didn't have a wallet last night, so. That might have been.
You know why $2 bills are rare? I can't tell you.
I have one. I want to know why. Do you have one?
I have one too.
I carried it around with me.
It's a good luck, though.
It is. Let me show you. Someone stole it. It's gone.
All right. So getting back to.
It was in my airbag.
Getting back to the student thing, by the way. There's a school that, that was a good idea you had there, Sierra, about the kids just leave. Like, they have odd, like, have randomized study, like, where all of a sudden, if a certain bell rings, everybody just walks out and has class outside. You know, kind of screws with people. But a superintendent says students are armed with rocks in case of the next school shooting. Now, I've been in a bar fight, and I use billiard balls that worked quite effectively. So, you know, you have a nice polished rock, not like some coral-type rock, but a nice, like, you know, one of those real thick, you know, he's like grab. They're not rigid, so when you throw, you scratch it. You know, like the decorative rocks,
like a smooth rock.
Yeah, like a nice,
like a nice river rock that's been in there for a long time.
You could put just a billiard 8-ball on the table. Say it's one of those magic 8-balls, but it's not.
Well, billiard.
They're pretty big, actually. They're like magic 8-balls, like that big.
I'll show you magic.
It's like a bocce ball.
There's a rocky controversy when it comes to school safety in Schuylkill County. Superintendent of the Blue Mountain School District in the spotlight after telling lawmakers in Harrisburg his students protect themselves against potential school shooters with rocks.
That is so Afghanistan.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but... Every classroom has been equipped with 5-gallon buckets of river stone.
What?
If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance into our classroom, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks. And they'll be stoned.
That just sounds funny.
That's why I chose the story.
Modern day Flintstones.
Listen, why not? Here's the thing. People are making fun.
That's not a bad idea.
Why not?
That's not a bad idea at all. It's just funny, the thought of it, that like kids are going to have a bucket of rocks in their classrooms.
Yeah. Well, everybody
there's
goes,
a guy with a gun. And, you know,
are they going to practice this?
Well, you would hope. You know, next thing you know, the guy with the best arm is about to lay off and fucking Billy, who plays the tuba, takes him out from behind because he's got a bad aim.
Did we?
Just the fucking janitor comes to the door and gets pummeled to death. And it was like, oh no.
I thought it was a gun. It was a broom. Boy, they're going to bring those kids in from Palestine.
He's got they're carrying the big garbage can. It's a tank, everybody. It's a tank. Oh, no.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, man.
Did we learn nothing from Bugs Bunny cartoons? Nothing at all? If we just set up an anvil over every doorway, we can stop mass shooters like this.
That'd be nice.
Piano. Okay.
Piano? Got to call Acme.
Yeah, just have it hovering over the front door.
I'm not set on the weaponry.
But I like the idea. Listen, I like the idea.
There's wiggle room there.
I like the idea. I've been in situations where even like a big paperweight, like one of those big crystal paperweights were on a table.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the weapon of choice. And I told you a story that one of the times I had a gun to my head.
Yeah.
There was a big old pyramid crystal.
It's probably one of the last things you would see coming. That's why it's always like the finale of like a climax of a film. They always pick up that odd desk item and just smash you in the head with it.
Well, dude, you better.
It's the last thing you expect. against the evil villain. You
if,
know?
If you listen, that's one of the first. There's two things. If you're in a room and some guy walks, let's say like we went to this craw debauchery festival this weekend. Thanks, to my buddy Don, for giving me the tickets. But we had to see the Struts, great band, by the way. Follow them, and we ate. It was Creole food and everything. But this is like a big gathering, like a festival. So I'm always, you know, all this shit going down.
Okay.
I'm always like, you know, first thing I always like to know, where's the safest area or escape, you know, is really the exit.
And how can I kill someone with a lobster roll?
Yeah.
How am I going to take somebody out?
And how am I going to take somebody
Man
out with this
kills
Popeye's
nine
chicken?
With crawfish claw.
Guys, save the day.
Karate chop with claw to the jugular.
You know, so...
No, but like on your desk here, time out. What would you like? You'd probably use that golden thing. How heavy is that?
It's pretty heavy. It's metal too. I mean, it's
like smash.
Well, this is out of
killed
everything.
With the heat trophy replica.
Actually, I wouldn't mind even using this little clipboard, dude.
Murder somebody with a fucking bobblehead.
Dude, this right here is the most dangerous toy.
Don't fuck with my samurai
in
dude.
America.
Fuck with my samurai. I plug him on. He takes action. But I could use this like a Captain America shield. Dang. I can use my clipboard here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, one of the Bourne Identity movies when he did the book move.
Right.
When he put the book in his throat and he kicked the book. That was the coolest move.
Yeah,
as a,
that was awesome.
As a martial arts studier, I was like, oh, the book.
Yeah.
So they should close down libraries.
Yeah.
Because books are lethal weapons.
I don't even
Matt
know.
Bourne, what's his name? Dave, fucking
we
Jason
thought it was
Bourne
the internet.
Proved it.
No, it's hey, the Bourne Identity.
Hey, Helsey says, teachers, staff, and students were given active shooter training through a program known as ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate. And they routinely hold evacuation drills. Good for these kids. You know, you want to be a victim. You don't want to be a victim. Anywhere you go, you got to be sure. So, listen, that's what I would even say. So, if you're ever in a situation, you're somewhere, something like that, something, you got to, A, know where the exits are, where's the quickest thing to get out, where maybe this column shot fire. Because if you're in a situation, do I run forward, backward, left? That's the first thing you got to know what the fuck you're doing.
You need to be able to clearly say, get out of the way, get out of the way.
Yeah, and look, and exactly, look around you to see who might get in your way.
Move.
Hey, buddy, you may want to pick it up a little bit. I'm not feeling comfortable with the situation. I will run over you. So that's a good idea. Why not? Right? Why would you now until somebody gets beamed in the head, I guess that's not gonna be. Speaking of getting beamed in the head, last week, Trump and Joe Biden.
Oh
yeah, that would have been a fun listen, you talk about grudge match.
It all depends on what high school, which gym, because some of them are more equipped for school fights than others.
No, you think like Trump and Biden? You're talking about I think it's funny. I love it when old men get like. You saw the video on Facebook. It came out. It looks like it's in the Ukraine somewhere. These two old dudes outside of a fucking retirement home, and the one they go to punch each other, they're falling over trying to hit each other.
Yeah, I've seen
it's hilarious.
Before. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Could you imagine Joe Biden and I? You know, listen. I
think Joe Biden would kick Trump's ass.
I don't think so. I think Trump would beat his ass.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think so.
I love how they broke it down like in like boxing terms.
Right.
He's 74. He's 71.
Oh, he's got the tail of the tape. Yeah.
He's about 25 pounds more.
Trump got some reach?
He's got a 2-inch reach advantage.
Trump's got some reach, right?
He's a little taller.
Well, you know what it would come down to? They're both pretty vain about their hair. You know, Joe has that helmet head, you know, and Trump has his fucking thing. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you imagine that they start fighting the minute they go, the hair. Their hair would get messed up, and then they'd lose it.
Well,
and then it'd be over. Somebody's going to get
knocked
out.
Who knows what Trump has under that hair? What kind of secret weapon? You know what I mean?
He's hiding.
It clips. So that's like a motorcycle holder.
Yeah.
like the seat of a scooter. Like a scooter
Thank
seat.
You.
Hey, by the way, just in talks to let the everybody on the liberal side of the world know, you know, the tariffs and the fear of it, the market's kind of turned around. Everything's been fine. It turns out, again, the tariffs were a negotiating point. Because U.S. ambassadors are meeting with China as we speak in discussions of ways to work these things out.
Right.
While everyone's going, oh, my God, everybody's
freaking
out.
Light a fire under their ass and see what happens.
Which, by the way, here's another interesting thing. I read this story, but Iran, remember Iran? Remember how they used to fuck with us all the time and they used to go on the boatways? And Iran harassed and humiliated the U.S. Navy under Obama. Here's why it hasn't happened since Trump. Now, I mean, you know what I mean? This is a... I read something like this. I think, okay, that's why you want crazy. You know, we keep talking about, listen, this woman, what's her name? Stormy Daniels was on 60 Minutes. You know, somebody asked me if I seen it, and I go, look, I don't really care to watch some ex-porn prostitute about her sexual encounter from 10 years before he ran for fucking president. What does this have to do with anything?
I have followed zero of that
I don't
story.
Care.
Her eyes were zero. So dilated. They were like...
Really?
Black.
What
they
do you mean? Just, she was high?
She was completely
high. Really?
Really? Wow.
Should have called
it
in.
It was a shocker. But
that's crazy.
Now, you watched a little bit of it.
I only saw a couple of clips of what she said.
Now, you say that you say that you caught her in a bit of an open face, like, admission of who she really is.
Of course. She, you know, they asked her the question that everyone wants to know. Were you attracted to Donald J. Trump?
And who isn't?
She vehemently said, no, I am not.
Of course she does.
Almost said he was vile.
Wow.
And then the next question was, you slept with him, though. And she said, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so what does that mean? You slept with somebody who,
well,
you're not attracted to.
They
so what else could it be?
Yeah, what other motivation could you have had to have done that?
Personal advancement.
She took a lie detector test, uh-huh. And they released some of the questions. The questions, like, one was, like, are you a slut? And she said, yes. And they said, she passed. She passed that.
Yeah. Does your pussy stink? Yes.
Are you doing this for money? She said, yes. And she passed.
Uh-huh.
She passed.
All right, so
did you actually
truthful.
Have sex with Trump? She said, yes. She did not tell the truth.
The thing that they I did, because while I was in Vegas when it came out, the guy who took her lie detector test was in Vegas.
Ooh.
And so this was like,
how did he do in the comedy thing?
Yeah, he was eight. Gave an eight. He did this bit about some chick. The question that she was lying about, because she claimed that he was trying to get her on The Apprentice. So the whole her story is he was kind of like, I didn't fuck him because he was good looking, but I was really hoping to get on The Apprentice. And that was her angle.
So that he was saying, oh, fuck me and I'll get you on The Apprentice.
Yeah, you know, bow down to Trump a few thousand times.
But he lied to her. Like, that was his game.
That's her story. But when it came down to her lie detector test on when she said, did Trump ask you, you know, did Trump say he was going to put you on it? She lied about that.
Really?
So that was the one. He's right. A lot of stuff she said. She's a whore. You know. She really wished she stayed in high school.
Do you see how life kind of ties itself together? There was a secret tape of him talking about women who let them grab their pussies.
Right.
Now we watch her on 60 Minutes. Tell us all about it. This is how he does it. Woman he's talking
That's
about.
That's some of the pussy he grabbed.
She's a slut.
Again, it's old news, man. No one cares. All right, so find something.
Calm before the storm.
But here's the good thing. Like I said, Iran says, guess what? You know why they're not doing it? Because they think he's fucking crazy. And I would probably have to say it has to do with those Tomahawk missiles that hit the Syrian airport. That's one of the things I would think the Iranian Navy, you know, they're out there with their kayaks and shit.
First Native American president. Tomahawks.
So that's just a little interesting. It seems by the way, Navy Commander William Urban said, it seems like they absolutely made conscious decision to give us more space. Yeah, so while you're sitting there going, he's an asshole, he's this, he's banging, you know, prostitutes.
I heard an interesting theory on the omnibus bill they just passed with all these extra things and no money for the wall. And
right, yeah. Well,
I heard he gave an extra $26 billion to the military, and he's going to ask for that back just for the wall.
All right,
ingenious little man, this guy.
Well,
he's a diabolical genius.
I believe in that. Somebody pointed out something about this, the immigration thing. It's a simple, right? Like, there should be closed borders, right? People that come in this country have to be vetted. In a sense, you have to, that's the way it works. That's how all countries
do
it.
Why don't we put them in the army
right
away?
I'll give you an example. My wife and I are talking about, there was somebody in the family from Cambodia that, you know, they could have been, like, thought about sponsoring them, but the person from Cambodia didn't want to do it because they're disabled, they don't work. They're like, the America's not going to take this person, you know, so they can come here and get welfare. You know what I mean? They're not sitting there complaining about it. They understand it. They understand. They get it. What country's going to, I'm going to stay here in Cambodia. But I forgot what I was talking about. Anyway.
The wall.
The wall. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says, so she got to worry about who comes in the country. So if you don't care about that, if you think anybody should be able to come in, then you should leave your doors unlocked at night. Right? Do you think that's a good analogy? Do you think that? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we leave our doors unlocked, but we got, like, our own neighbors are robbing us at this point.
Right.
So what's the point of worrying about other people?
What?
I mean, I'm saying that's just, that doesn't make sense to me, because putting a wall up is going to keep out other people, but we're getting robbed by our own people anyway, and we're getting killed and mistreated by our own people, regardless of immigrants.
Well, there's a certain type of bird we don't want coming in here, and we think it's going to hit the wall. So,
hey, by the way, we're going to take a break, but we're going to Stormy Daniels' lawyer teased teased 60 Minutes with a they showed that disc, like he has some sort of real incriminating evidence. Uh-oh. like you talk about a ploy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is almost like a law 101. Like, hey, this is something you could do in trial law. Like, you know, pull out like this envelope. You know, that says photos on it. You know, I'd like the defendant to. Oh, what's this? He starts That's holding funny. Up a fucking envelope. Photos don't open till today.
Right.
You know, and to make the guy like squirm in the seat.
It's such a shame.
You know? But this is what the lawyer's doing. He says, "Look, there's stuff on here. I can't tell you what it is, but it's a disc of like, and all of a sudden the imagination's going nuts. Like, you know, picturing Don banging, you know, Stormy there against the wall in like a La Quinta Inn or something.
Wow, how is it that they have this footage though? It seems contrived.
That's the thing.
It like, takes so long.
I don't think. Well, the real question is it footage or is it just a bluff? So,
or is it doctored footage? Or you know what I mean? Like,
is it his twin?
Is
brother?
Is it a CGI?
Does he have a twin brother? Does anybody yeah. know?
An Could evil twin?
A fucking lookalike,
Ronald
maybe?
Ronald
Trump.
Yeah. We'll have to find out. You're a Snopes boy.
Yeah.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Yeah, see? Mondays, I do it better because I'm so rested.
Of course, I'm well kept.
Did you guys hear about this? Man dies after getting his head stuck in a movie theater seat.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it.
You think he's looking for his phone? Why does that happen?
Well, how did he get all the way down there in between the seat to get stuck in the first? Did he dive?
Yeah, he had to.
I'll get it.
You know, he did a fucking swan dive off the top of the seat before it.
He dove off the arm
head first.
He dove over off the armrest. A man who got his head stuck in a reclining movie seat has died as a result of his injuries. Atik Rafiq, a 24-year-old father in Birmingham, England, was seeing a movie on March 9th when he bent down to retrieve a phone that had dropped between the reclining seats. I've got to get my fucking phone. When Rafiq bent down, the footrest on the electronically powered seat apparently clamped down on his head. I wonder if his kid had something to do with this. According to the Birmingham News.
He could have been leaning on it by accident. You ever sit in the remote a million times and change the fucking channel when you're in the middle of something?
Right.
Like, you don't know what's happening.
So you're saying like...
He's probably leaning on it as he's leaning down and slowly it's going... closing on him. And fucking, that's it.
Are you guys closing?
Today a man dies at Brookstone.
Squashed him to death.
Rafiq was unconscious.
He
reportedly suffered a cardiac arrest.
Oh, man.
During the incident. According to the Mirror News, he was revived with CPR and taken to a nearby hospital where he died a week later.
That sucks.
On March 16th.
Did he enjoy the movie?
What did he get?
I'm sure he didn't.
What were they watching?
He left a bad review.
Yeah. He got two tomatoes.
And Yelp.
His family is devastated by the loss, of course.
That sucks, man.
People around him said he was talking too much.
He wouldn't shut up, that fucking guy.
I swear to God, if I die in a movie theater theme, I will.
Had all the ways to go. How'd you die? That is funny. Fucking guy. Woman arrested after allegedly attacking husband for forgetting anniversary. Boy, I wonder why he forgot it.
Constitution.
How would you want to relive the fact that you married a fucking idiot like that?
What did she do to him?
She attacked him.
She attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to forget things. You don't want to forget like your wife's anniversary.
That's probably the most important thing you don't want to forget in a marriage is the anniversary, her birthday, and kids' birthdays if you have kids. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
And of course, like New Year's, Valentine's, all that other BS, but.
Florida woman was arrested for reportedly attacking her husband for forgetting their wedding anniversary. Uh-oh. Carol Stone, 35 years old, was arrested on Wednesday by Pasco Sheriff's Office. It's on the west coast of Florida, isn't it? Pasco County.
Sounds like it.
Officers allegedly smacking the victim multiple times in his head and face after the victim, her husband, admitted to forgetting the anniversary. See, that's where you don't. That's where you went wrong, dude. You can't say you forgot. You got to always say shit like, look, I've been fucking so busy. I had all this stuff going on. I got to pay the fucking bills, you know.
Maybe quicker. It was
that's a good one.
Isn't this a leap year? You know, you just
yeah.
Confuser.
Oh, God, I had my calendar on the wrong year.
Oh, my God, I'm using the Chinese calendar. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, I was using this astrological calendar.
That's why you got to confuse me and go, listen, it's a Chinese year of the cock. Let's just forget about this.
According to the police, the husband recorded the incident with his cell phone and turned it over to deputies. Stone could be seen in the video striking the man. Stone later confirmed to the police that she did attack her husband because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but did she just like hit him a couple times, or did she beat the shit out of him the point where he had to call the cops on his wife?
Yeah, what
wife?
Kind of pussy is this?
You know what I mean? If you forgot your anniversary and your wife hit you a couple times, I think you probably earned that.
He forgot the fucking. He forgot the anniversary. Right. Now he's getting his ass beat. Now
and
he's
then
like,
you're gonna call the cops on your wife?
Just this guy wants. This guy's banging a stripper.
Yeah, he didn't want
this
to be
guy.
In
this guy's got a side chick. You know, if you got a, that's what a side chick. If you got a side chick,
he's looking
hot,
for an exit. On
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, he's fucking trying to find something.
He
wrong.
Forgot the anniversary on purpose. Yeah, he knew he was. He had his fucking. He had a hidden camera ready. She beat the shit out of him. She's like, "Look, you're on camera."
I got this great plan to get rid of my wife without killing her.
I'm gonna punk her on hidden camera.
Such a beautiful teddy bear. Yeah,
she's
bitch,
gonna be in jail for like 90 days. Tell the strip club you're not gonna be featuring that week.
Don't they call it the day before Valentine's Day? It's like side chick day.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take your chick out. I think I always see, and I think this is true, that like the bowling alley, you see a lot of people at bowling alleys with their like.
Yeah, that's a good side chick place.
I think it is
because you don't think any
you
don't think you're
of a bowling alley.
You don't think your girl's friends are going to be hanging out at a bowling alley.
Yeah,
I'll take you to a that's a side chick. Where are we going? Oh, we're going to go to bowling alley.
Oh, but no, but it's fun. Yeah. It's playful.
Yeah,
you can do it any time of day.
Yeah,
and. There's interaction like, there. You can help.
It always seems like nighttime in there, right? You can be in a bowling alley.
You can get a drink at the bar during the daytime if you want. And
hot dogs and
it's
shit.
It's cheaper during the day. There's a bowling alley right around the corner. It's like $1 a game.
Let's go bowling tomorrow. Let's all do it.
I'm at the office. No, I'm bowling.
The first known case of Me Too was at a bowling alley.
But I'm in a league,
but
I see it all the time.
As a person that works at one, I concur.
You concur? Bowling alleys, yeah, man.
That's a good place, huh? Take your chick to a bowling alley, or your side chick to a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Where else would you take a side chick? Take a side chick to like a Bennigan's when they used to have them.
They can go
like a Friday's,
like Dave and Buster's, and you got to go to these like little fun places where there's things to do and bells and whistles, but it's
go kart racing.
It's inexpensive too.
You know what? You go go kart racing because you're wearing a fucking helmet. No one sees you.
Grand Prix was the shit.
Yeah, right. Boomers, awesome back in the day.
Because if you go Goonie golfing, you can only run into so many people.
Yeah, golfing,
right?
But, and movies too. Movies are good.
With the hat on at night.
But movies aren't the best, though, because, you know, there's a lot of employees there. You can't go to your local movies.
Yeah.
You got to go to a different movie theater you guys don't go to.
Yeah, that's...
Because then you walk up and be like, hey, do you want the same thing as you had last time? What do you mean last time you were here?
It's not a good thing. I remember one of the first times I took my wife now, I took her to Cheetah 3. And this was a place I was hanging out for a while. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy Rick goes, he's Swedish. He goes, I didn't think you'd think this through. You know, because I walked in like, hey, people are walking. Hey, my wife's like, how many times you come here? Oh, it's just a couple times. A couple times last year, I think I was here. Dougie, hey. You know.
Get your fucking name engraved on the chair. Here's your favorite seat, Dougie.
Yeah, I got your we got your favorite table back here. You know where all the girls sit on your face?
Silent partner. Dougie, I'm a man.
Now this is something... You dread. This is something that you like. You hear happens. You're like God. You don't want to die putting your head in a fucking seat. You know, at the movie. You don't want to die. You know.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, God, I know I'm gonna die one day, but I hope it's not lame. Like something so like, you know what I mean? I hope it's like. I mean, everyone wants to die in a fucking. Well, no, I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
Yeah, a James Dean, Steve McQueen type thing.
Like a cool way.
You know what? This story. Hey, tell me, Snopes. If I try to pull up a story I pulled up the other day and it's not there now, could that be because
It's probably BS.
It's a bad story.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Most likely. How
I call it Emma Gonzalez.
How old is this fucking
BS.
Story? What the fuck?
What? What happened?
I'm trying to find my phone so I can get Snopes and shit.
All right. Well, no. Somebody supposedly had diarrhea on a roller coaster.
Ooh.
Man gets diarrhea on a roller coaster and splashes 14 people. Faster. Now, if you got pants on, see, this is where the story would not, you know, right off the bat, I'm wondering, like, how bad is your diarrhea where it gets all the way through your pants and splashes everybody else?
What if you're wearing old OP shorts?
Old surf shorts.
That's just funny. With no underwear. The fact that it's such an obscure reference. I love it. Some old OP shorts.
Because those things are like fucking umbrella awnings, right? Mm-hmm. The material. Mm-hmm. Like, you can wear them. The great thing about the OP
first
surf
bubble
shorts.
In the pool. What is this? What's going on here?
It's so true. Oh,
that would
gosh.
Be the only way if he was wearing OP surf shorts. Because when that thing went up and down, it'd shoot out of his pants like a faucet.
Where did this happen? Where?
Oh, my God.
Well, here's a story. New Hampshire lottery drops controversial luck yeah tagline. You get that?
What?
No.
One more time.
What did
it
have to
sorry.
Do with diarrhea?
No, we're done.
That was over. We figured it out.
Yeah, it was the OP shorts.
Okay, next story.
New Hampshire lottery drops controversial luck yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I heard
luck
yeah.
Oh, luck yeah.
Like it's fuck yeah tagline. March 23rd, the New Hampshire Lottery Commission public relations firm said
awesome.
It's abandoning the lottery's Luck Yes slogan.
Why?
After a politician called it offensive.
Super offensive.
And while he was banging a boy at the...
I was just going to say, later on.
While he was banging a 12-year-old in the airport bathroom.
We went with the term luck-a-dick instead.
Luck-a-dick-it.
Luck-a-dick-it.
Meanwhile, at the halls of justice...
Yes. Oh, Billy, don't tell your mom. I'll give you extra credit. I'll get you into Harvard. The public relations firm Montagne Communications said the Luck Yeah tagline will be replaced with Win Time in upcoming ad spots. The lottery listened to concerns and chose the repurpose. Those spots with updated taglines of Win Time, firm representative E.J. Powers told the news, it's working much better.
Isn't that a throw power but back to white power? Win Time. So if I could have said throwback in a real word, that
yeah,
would have made sense.
It probably would have made more sense.
Somebody said, if I screamed out how that was screamed out on your commercial right now, people would be offended. Yeah, if you're hanging around uptight people that don't get laid. The chosen phrasing was defended by Charlie McIntyre, executive director of the New Hampshire Lottery. Quote, I would suggest that that the four-letter word luck is an inherited part of our business.
So luck you and go luck yourself. You mother luckers.
You lucking asshole.
That's awesome. I'm going to get the luck out of here. You know, people, that's a thing, you know. I did that a couple weeks ago. I did this thing on Balcony TV. Shot this thing on Balcony TV. And I hadn't aired yet, so I called the guy who produced it, and he goes, yeah, you know what, we sent in the material. It's funny as shit. We're on laughing about stuff and, you know, just communication and throwing in bits with it. And they're like, they found it offensive, so wow. They're not going to air it.
Wow.
And meanwhile, they got, like, songs in there where, like, I'm going to eat your snatch, you know what I mean? But because it's, like, a global theme of this whole thing, it's owned by Samsung and all this stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, they felt it offensive, so it's not going to air.
Of course. Their phone's blowing up while you're using them. That's not offensive.
Right.
Oh, my God. He said snatch.
That's why it happened. Speaking of seeing snatch, he left his cell phone in the bathroom at Walmart. It was recording, cops say.
Ooh, uh-huh. What
now,
a move.
You know, I mean, again, is it a burner? Like,
that's
some
rookie.
Some people,
rookie.
Exactly. It's a fucking rookie. Like, I'm going to put my phone in the bathroom. What could go wrong? I'm going to have it aiming upward, and it's going to be in the ladies' bathroom. Oh, I happened to drop it when I was in the ladies' bathroom. It must have fallen in the stall like that.
It's just a little sign. Pay no attention to the phone.
A Walmart employee was in the restroom on Saturday at a store in Claremont, Florida, and noticed something unusual. A cell phone facing backward perched up against a mirror. It was a cell phone with the record button activated. Does that take a lot of your time? I mean, you really got that much time on a cell phone that you can fucking, don't you run out of memory after a while?
Well, unless that's the only purpose of having your phone. I bought it just to record people in Walmart.
Yeah, they don't get the message. Your memory card is full.
The staffer handed it to the loss prevention office, which called police after seeing disturbing pictures. Quote, she took the phone to the loss prevention office. Officer Aaron Razzo of the Claremont Police Department told her news. Loss prevention officer looked into and unlocked the phone. Must be one of those, geek patrol people. What do they call them? Geek squad.
Yeah.
Department told reporters, the attempt to obtain the owner's information and observed a file containing at least 3 photos indicative of child pornography.
Oh my God.
Disgusting.
It's terrible.
Hey, is this your phone? Yeah. No. It's your fucking phone, dude. There was a story, too, I read of this guy who robbed a bank. He was some white kid in Wisconsin, and he took a fucking cab. He took a cab from his house to the bank and the same fucking cab home.
Well, there you go.
Shh, don't tell the cops.
I'll give you just a minute. Can you hold the meter?
The suspect's name was...
Keep it running. Here's the 10. Just keep it running right here. I'll be right back.
His hand wasn't even shaking.
The suspect, Jacob Parrott, was taken into Claremont Police Headquarters, where he admitted to downloading the lewd photos. He also was found to be in possession of drugs. 39-year-old Claremont man was booked into the county jail without bond on 3 counts of sexual performance by a child, possession of methamphetamine, and video voyeurism. Good luck getting a job next week, buddy.
I didn't even know they grade your sexual performance as a child.
Why would they?
Now, here's the thing. All right, this guy also... All right, we got this guy now. You worry about terrorism. Okay, he had an active warrant out of Michigan for accosting children for immoral purposes. You know what I mean? Can we just cut the guy's dick off? Let's just, you know what I mean? Just cut his dick off and set him free. Next.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Fuck that. That or put him in my room. You know, Elgin, my room.
The room. That's a good idea.
Dougie's
room.
Put
him in the room.
Dougie's room is like the Roach Motel. Well, you go in, that's right. It. You're never out.
I got
out.
Something diabolical. Cut their eyes out. Because it's all visual, right? If they can't see the kid, they're not attracted to anything. They can't see anything.
Well, that'd be a question. Yeah. Would you rather have your dick cut off or your eyes pull cut out?
Oof.
I mean, you got to get rid of the dick, dude.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, so
Hammer Robbie was onto something.
Hey, now, here's a real criminal, by the way. Serial toilet clogger on the loose in Wisconsin.
Wow.
The Wisconsin Police Department made a bit of an unusual request to the public on Tuesday after a woman's public bathroom has been repeatedly clogged over the past year and a half. This guy's persistent.
Either that or somebody working in the office has problems with their colon, needs to go check it out.
What is she eating?
Yeah, her lunch breaks are always so long.
Yeah, by the way, it's right next to a Taco Bell.
Or someone stupid in the office flushing something down the same toilet. But no, really, there's a serial clogger out there?
The
wet bandits.
The Sheboygan Police Department, in conjunction with the Department of Public Works, started with a simple request. Please do not place trash or other rubbish into the public toilet. Recognizing the oddity of the statement, police went on to explain that somehow someone has been clogging the woman's toilet in the DeLand Community Center with a 20-ounce soda bottle. And instead of flushing, the person is actually inserting the bottle into the toilet pipes. So someone's putting their hand in a dookie water.
Yeah.
And shoving the bottle down there.
And clogging
the maneuver has cost thousands of dollars in labor and repair costs. This is like why would somebody, like, what, you know, think about the fucking, like, what are you making? You know what I mean? You're like making money. You're going through all this fucking effort just to fucking cost money.
Well, somebody, well, it's, where is this, in an office building or something?
Yeah, it's like a...
Somebody must have a beef with the superintendent or somebody, or whoever, the building.
Look at our CSI guy, he's working already.
Yeah, they're trying to...
It's got to be a fucking disgrace.
We told you to get out, now we're going to make you...
That or it's some high school kid who got his head, like, put in the toilet a few times.
Joe Pesci?
Exactly, the super. That movie is good.
Police have received evidence from cameras near the bathrooms, Curlin said, showing an adult man who could be the culprit. Authorities said they are working to find out who is responsible and ask residents to share any information they have. So, big things happening over there in Wisconsin. You know, just to think, like, yeah, I'm going to get up. What are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to do some yoga. What are you going to do? I'm going to go clog a fucking toilet because I'm good at it. I'm
telling you, that person got some kind of revenge in their mind. That's some deep type of grudge. You know?
Yeah. Like I said,
he used to pick on me in the second grade, and I claimed one day I would destroy his business.
You're right.
Business
it's probably
by
some of that work there. It's probably some of that work there. He probably was one. He's probably with the janitorial staff.
Disgruntled guy.
And he's just, you know what? I don't know how to mop. You don't think I know how to sweep? Fuck you. I'm going to show you. You know, and now he's going back and like clogging the toilet.
Access has the keys to get in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Calculating.
This guy.
Pro gun activist is accidentally shot by her 4-year-old son. I think that's always funny. You know, because like, you know, I'm a gun guy. So, if something happened because I'm stupid, I have to laugh at myself.
Mm-hmm. It's just very ironic.
A Florida woman known for a strong being a strong pro-gun stance was shot accidentally by her 4-year-old son, who said, "Die, bitch!" Mm-hmm. Jamie Gill, 31, was taken to a hospital after Tuesday's shooting and is believed to be in stable condition. Putnam County Sheriff's deputy was on patrol when he noticed a truck stopped partially in 3 lanes and a woman in the driver's seat motioning for help. The only other occupant in the vehicle was a boy who was not harmed.
Damn. That's horrible.
That key should have had a lock on it. I mean, the gun should have had a trigger lock on that.
She was sitting in the driver's seat, and he was in the back seat behind her.
It probably happened so fucking fast.
Yeah, of course.
He shot straight through the bullet, entered her lower back, and exited through her abdominal area. Well, it could have went out.
That's so sad.
It's always good when it goes out. They got internal bleeding, and you just cauterize that, and hopefully no major organs. Authorities said the firearm was legally owned by Gilt, who maintained a Facebook page entitled Jamie Gilt for Gun Sense, where she regularly posted pro-gun positions.
Damn,
so that's when you fuck a girl.
That shit must have hurt, bro. You ever think about getting shot?
Mm-hmm.
How bad that must fucking hurt?
It's kind of
burns.
And it went through her entire abdomen? Damn, that shit must have hurt.
There's some people that have been shot that don't know they've been shot. They just thought they like pulled a muscle.
Probably like crescendos too. Like hurts a little more.
And you start laughing and watch blood spew out.
And then they have to like take you apart to put you back together. That must be miserable.
Both pages of Facebook were apparently taken down. By the way,
really, they took her page down? Well, I mean, she probably took it down.
It's a misdemeanor in Florida to leave a loaded gun or firearm in such a way a child could get to it, by the way.
Where? What happened when the kid said, when the kid screamed at her, like you said?
Yeah, by the way, the kid's going to get to go to camp this year. You can go to camp now, you little fucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we got here.
All going on all
right. Yeah.
Yeah, today's a different weird day, right?
I'm off, man. I got no comedy this week.
Uh-oh.
You know, and then but April, May, I'm just fucking crazy. here's a story. Afghan toddler named after President Trump. This kid's not going to have a hard time in school in Afghanistan. What's your name? Mahmoud Hussein. What's yours? Ahmed Mustafa. What's your name? Donald Trump. Afghan toddler named after President Trump. The 18-month-old was born in Afghanistan, central Dakundu province, as his famous namesake was running for the U.S. presidency. When his father saw the baby's light-colored hair, he saw a likeness and his mind was made up. President Donald Trump has a lot of special qualities, said Asadullah said in a report by the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty. He's very capable, he's serious, and he's a good politician and a good writer.
So they get that he's kidding.
And a good writer.
Because he's really a good person, and he wrote a lot of impressive books, and because he was a successful businessman, we decided to name our son Donald Trump. Father's name, Saeed Asadullah. Grandfather's name, Kuda Dad. Place of, no other names. All right. Yeah.
That's all interesting.
Right. According to the original report, New York Times, Mr. Asadullah comes from a poor family, or farming family, but he earned a college degree and read Mr. Trump's books. He went to Trump University. He also watched the U.S. president on television, which is powered by solar panels, provided to the village, even though Trump said, fuck that, you guys use Cole.
So he just named his kids after like books he's read. This is Donald Trump. This is Harry Potter. Yeah. This is Hunger Games.
And this is the little cat in
this
the hat.
This is Moby Dick.
This is the cat in the hat. This is Mother Goose.
This is Redfish Bluefish.
Here is To Kill a Mockingbird.
This is my son Goosebumps.
Here is Rich Man
Just start
Poor
naming
Man.
Books.
Now I've got a side chick that's Native American. Rich Man Poor Man.
Yeah. Where are we at? Damn, it's fucking days going slow. Mm-hmm. Is that because we haven't done a show in a while? I feel like we're, you know, dragging ass.
I don't know. I'm kind of.
I think we're doing a really good.
Yeah,
show.
Having fun.
It's a fun show. All right, our last story, I guess, because I've run out. 15 years of collecting rhino semen is finally paying off.
Thank God.
What?
Can you imagine having that job?
I told everyone that I'm not going to stop.
Well, it's a blessing that you continued because there's a story about you now.
He's the only one who can get along with the rhino.
Yeah, he knew but it's just the technique, man. He had the hand grip for it.
For so long, I thought it came out of the horn.
Right.
Yeah, and that's how he got to know him.
Wrong.
But see, Ciro, by mistake, realized that is rhino foreplay. You don't just go and grab the cock.
Well,
you got to play with the horn.
That was the secret to his success.
Right?
Yeah, you know.
That's why he's the guy who he collects
and
the
that's where the term getting horny came from.
Exactly.
Yeah. Congratulations, Ciro.
This guy's iconic. 15 years of collecting rhino semen is finally paying off for Ciro. For over 20 years, Thomas Hildebrandt had harbored a dream to save the northern white rhinoceros, which, by the way, the last one just died.
Yeah. That's terrible. So wait, so how are they going to use the sperm if it's dead?
Well, it's all in that guy's mouth.
But do they have eggs as well? Do they have eggs too?
There is an investigation on how this rhino died.
Really?
Yeah. They found it all strapped up to the wall.
Yeah,
like
with it wearing
bondage.
Wearing a strap on.
In a dungeon in fucking
England.
And
of course the guy's name's Hildebrandt.
On Monday, the scientists received the devastating news that Sudan, the last male of the species, had been put down in a northern Kenyan home, aged 45 years old, that rhino.
Wow.
Hildebrand's office is full of pictures of him. That's what that guy jerks off into. On which he points out the species, unique pearl-like skin, furry ears, huge feet for tackling swamps, and horns capable of lifting 2 tons. We were extremely sad, Hildebrandt said. He was old and very sick. And we knew the day would come. Yes, of course.
So how long do
that's
fun? Live?
That's funny. We knew the day would come, and it's about sperm article.
I knew
the way and the way you were reading those things. Like if you read them a different way, it would sound different. Like horns that can lift 6 tons, like big feet.
You know what that means? And that big horn.
Ooh, you know it was sure to come.
It's gonna come.
Come on. Watch, read it again, but do it like we got time.
Yeah, where the fuck was it? Oh yeah, we're very extremely was old and very sick. We knew the day. Okay, where? Oh yeah, here we go. Hildebrandt's. Okay,
here we go.
His office is a picture: a unique pearl-like skin, furry ears, huge feet. For tackling swamps.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, swamp grass.
Tackle that swamp. Yeah. Mm. I got pictures all throughout my office.
Swampy ass. And horns capable of lifting 2 tons.
Ooh.
I got a big horn, baby.
2 tons, baby.
Join my love horn.
Yeah.
No big old feet.
You like my horn.
Sure to come. Call now. Call the Rhino Sex Hotline.
I got to call. I got to speak to that rhino.
Speak to rhinos you love.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the sperm now, Doug?
Well, I guess they froze it. And Sudan did a...
out of context, that sounds fucking horrible.
Remaining members of his species, Fatu and Najin, which are basically half... half white rhinoceros.
Okay.
His 28-year-old daughters and 18-year-old granddaughters will. Professor Hildebrandt is head of the reproduction management at the Lebanese Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research in the eastern suburbs of Berlin. He told the keys to he holds the keys to rescuing these species. So basically, he's going to take the frozen semen that Ciro was so nice to collect and inject it into the half breeds.
Nobody finds it weird that they're fucking around with rhino semen in Berlin. My face was perplexed when you said Berlin. I went,
we are going to make the most incredible soldier.
We are so fucked.
Oh my god.
Well, you thought German porn was weird before. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Ciro Doberg for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man.
Of course, Ethan. Yeah, Elgin David for coming in on a Monday.
Lots of laughs, man. I had a good time.
Glad it worked out. And tomorrow in the studio, we're going to have, of course, Peter Lander will be here. And a special guest sitting in, funny gentleman, who I'm going to be in a funny stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, but Chris Priester.
Cool.
We'll be here in the studio with us tomorrow.
The teacher.
Join us. We'll be around 4:30, 4 to 5 with you on Facebook Live Land. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Got a bunch of dates at Dasan. He's got the Spill the Beans comedy show here in Fort Lauderdale on April 7th. Sarah?
Keep Cinco de Mayo open, everybody. I got a contest going on at the 19th hole for all comics to join. 3 judges. See what you got.
There you go. Elgin?
You can follow me on Instagram, Elgin David. Besides that, happy birthday.
Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time.